Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del. And I would say Del is out of the country. Last I heard, he was in a place called Italy. Now, what's he doing in Italy? Doesn't matter to me. He's living the lifestyle, and he asked me to sit in with him for him today. So I am sitting in for Del today on a Tell Del Tuesday. And on today's show, I've got a really, really neat guest. I've got a really, really neat guest for you. Now, this gentleman's name is Chris. Now, what if I just told you that? What if I only told you that his name is Chris? What would you know about my guest? You would know nothing more than his name. So I need to give you some more information. So let me do this. Let me give you some more information. He went to school to become a mechanical engineer. He spent 12 years in the oil and gas industry in sales as a mechanical engineer. Now, do you have enough information to understand who my guest is today? And for the majority of you out there, the answer is no, no, that's not enough information. I need more information. Well, he's happily married. He has two kids. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2015. Do you have enough information now? And for many of you, you would say, no, no, I don't have enough information. Okay, well, let's do this. Let's bring Chris onto the show, because Chris is the guy holding all the cards. Chris is the guy with all the information. Chris is the guy that retired himself in 4 years as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And Chris is a guy that invests primarily, well, not just primarily, solely in multifamily apartment communities. Now, the reason I have Chris on the show today is because, number one, Chris wants to give back. He wants to share with you information that nobody else has bothered to share with you before. Number two, he is just an all-around great guy, and he's got a great story. Number three, why do we need a number three? Let's just bring Chris onto the show and let's get into his story, because that's where the learning begins. That's where the information comes from. So with no further ado, let me invite Chris to the show. Chris, how are you today? Welcome to the show. I know you've been on Del's show before, so welcome back. How are you?
Good, Al. Thank you very much for the wonderful introduction.
Well, I had a little fun with the introduction. I like having fun with the audience. Did I get any of that wrong?
Oh, no. Everything was on point.
So were you told, like I was told at a young age, that the secret to success is to go to school, get good grades, get into college, get more good grades, get into the workforce, get a job that paid you good money, and maybe you'd get retirement benefits with it, like a pension or a 401k or an IRA? Did you hear that story in your life?
Yep. That was the status quo from day one. Ingrained into my head from my parents, my grandparents, everyone around me. Yep, that is the story.
Why do you think that you and I, even though we come from very different parts of the country, why were we taught the exact same thing? Why do you think that is?
It's what everybody else was doing, right? They felt like that was the good, safe route to go. And that's what, you know, they needed to do to basically keep up with the Joneses, right? They were just trying to do what everybody else is doing to seem successful.
Yeah, because our parents, you know, our parents were lived in a completely different world. It was different financially. It was different from a world security standpoint. Our parents went through something called World War II and Korea and things like that. So they had a different experience in life than we did. And many of them saw what happened in, you know, the Great Depression, right? I mean, were your parents affected by that?
Yeah, my grandparents were, for sure. You know, they were born just before the Great Depression. They lived through it. They were very conservative individuals. I only have a grandfather left with me today. He's, you know, upper 90s. But yeah, they lived in a completely different life than we do now. Very, very, very conservative. You know, the risks that we take now, they would never even attempt to take, you know.
Yeah, it was all about saving, and it was all about putting money away. And when they saw the banks implode, they realized the value of having that savings. So they passed all that down to us. But the problem with saving our way to retirement, it's a broken system, don't you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What were you doing to save your way to retirement? Do you remember?
I was doing, you know, what I was taught, you know, put money into the 401k, you know, trust the 401k managers that are hired by your corporation to manage your money and, you know, get a nice, easy return. But then I started looking into it, you know, 12 years into my company, I had only amassed, $200,000, which, yes, to a lot of people is a lot. But, I mean, when you're trying to reach a goal within 30 or 40 years, but I'd already almost eclipsed 30% of my career. And I wanted to get to a prior goal of, you know, a couple million dollars and retire. You know, that there was no way I was going to achieve that goal, right? But my parents had to achieve that goal. Now you look back and a generation later, they're not going to achieve that goal, right? $2 million for them and $2 million for us now is just completely different, right? The middle class is eroding quickly.
So that's got to put you in a place where you're feeling kind of helpless.
Exactly.
So what did you do once you realized you had a retirement problem?
Biggest thing for me was 2015 in the oil and gas industry. In 2015, you know, oil was, you know, north of $100 a barrel, and then overnight it turned and went, you know, 60, you know, 50, 40, you know, down to about $30 a barrel. I mean, when a commodity gets cut in half like that, the first people to lose their jobs are going to be the service industry. And I work for a very large service company. So we were the first ones doing rounds and rounds of layoffs. So to watch your friends, coworkers get walked out the door just because they need to make, you know, difficult decisions was a very eye-opening experience. It would mean that I was potentially going to start from square one. Luckily, I never got laid off. I worked through it. I grounded and just kept my head down, kept moving forward. But I watched a lot of people that worked very, very hard lose their income and then have to go start all over again with another company, back to almost a square one. And to imagine myself having to do that again was very, very uncomfortable situation.
I grew up on the West Coast of America. You grew up in Texas. Do I have that correct?
Correct.
But we were taught the exact same thing. So that tells me that the information that we received was prevalent throughout the entire country. But then we get to a place, you and I, we get to a place where we stop and we realize that what we're doing for retirement, it isn't working. And we get a little nervous about that, do we not?
Yes, get nervous.
And then we get into this situation where we start wondering, well, what do I do? How do I solve this? And we start looking around for solutions. What was your solution? How did you find Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, did you stumble across it? Did you actively seek it? How did you find Lifestyles Unlimited?
It's kind of funny. You know, at my corporate job, I was at a going away party for one of my sponsors, one of my customers, and her husband was retired. And he just starts talking to me about residential real estate. And I'm just kind of like, you know, and mind you, my mind is on, you know, one track, you know, get a good job, climb that corporate ladder. And then meanwhile, and his wife is doing that, right? But on the side, here he is talking my ear off about residential real estate. And I'm like, who is this crazy guy? Like talking to me about, you know, buying a couple single family homes and building your net worth and just talking to me about everything that Lifestyles teaches their members. And I listened to him. And ultimately I said, look, you know, I'm asking, where did you learn? He goes, go Lifestyles, go check it out. And that's what I did. I, you know, this was in 2015 when people were getting laid off and I wanted to figure out a way to shield my family or protect my family and earn passive income. So after he started talking to me about this, I'm just like, oh, light bulb went off and I just started doing further investigation. But it was just it was just the most unsuspecting time and place for it to take place that I was just like, okay, this is the Lord telling me, you know, you need to pivot. You need to look into this and move forward.
So did you attend a free workshop? Did you go to a case study, or did you just flat out join?
I went to a free workshop, took my wife. I went to the first one by myself, then went back with my wife. Then we did a case study together. I think I did the first 2 day in June, and then I came back with my wife and did another one, because they always say, you know, bring your wife, and she needs to understand it, right? Understand it is at a high level of what you do. She doesn't actively work with me to this day, because she enjoys what she does. She's pharmaceutical pharmacist, but she understands what we do at a very, very high level, and that was very, very important. I think a lot of people miss that, is that both you and your spouse have to be on board with what it is you're investing in, regardless of whether it's real estate or anything else.
See, I love this. It sounds like you and I have a very similar backstory. I went to the free workshop by myself, and then I brought my wife along later on. I went to the 2 day financial freedom seminar by myself, and then later on I brought my wife along. And here was my experience. My wife had thought I had lost my mind. She thought I had joined some kind of cult, and I had to get her to the Lifestyles Unlimited events so that she realized that maybe it wasn't a cult. Were you going through something similar?
Yes, of course. I mean, I think there's always speculation involved in something that's new, right? It's against the status quo, right? I mean, it's meetups, people that are investing in real estate. That's not exactly people do every day, right? So, you know, I tell people what I do now, and they kind of look at me funny because they're ingrained into going to work, get a good job, you know, save for retirement, retire, you know, and die, right? And just hopefully you have enough money until the end, right? That's their mindset. And now we don't have that mindset after going through Lifestyles. And so when I tell people what I do and the flexibility of my job and my lifestyle, they look at me funny. They look at me funny like they have questions, right? So
what kind of questions do they have? What kind of questions do they hit you with?
Not a lot of people ask. I think they think of it as a very, I don't know how to explain it, just very different career path. But the ones that do, they do ask, you know, I think they think it's like all glitz and glam. They see the real estate investors that, you know, are very flashy, which I don't think of many of us here at Lifestyles are very flashy at all. Everyone that I work with on a day-to-day basis, other owners, they're very humble individuals. Call them my friends, fantastic people. But I mean, if they walk by you, you never know, right? But their net worths are significantly higher than when they came in. So
it's kind of like reading that book, The Millionaire Next Door. Did you ever read that book by any chance? The Millionaire Next Door?
Yes, The Millionaire Next Door, correct.
Yeah, where he points out that you have millionaires all around you, but they're not the people you think they are. And I think you're right. I think Lifestyles Unlimited members embody what Stanley writes about in that book, because you can't pick us out from anybody else. As a matter of fact, some of the richest people in our organization, they dress like hobos. I mean, I'm just telling it the way it is. I'm not picking on anybody, but at the end of the day, their money is focused on their wealth, not on what they put on their back. When we come back from the break, we're going to get more to Chris's story. You're going to learn a lot. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments. Del Wamsley interviews Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007 for a $297 membership. Save $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon, proudly sitting in for Del Wamsley, who is on vacation this week. He's actually taking some time off doing what Del and Melissa want to do, and I wish them a great week of having fun wherever they're at. I mean, I may have let it slip earlier in the show where they're at, but at the end of the day, they're on this planet somewhere. They're doing something that is within the realm of living the lifestyle, and I want them to have a really great time. In the meantime, I have Chris on the show, and what we're doing is we're getting into Chris's backstory, because Chris is a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Chris is a recovering electrical engineer. What do I mean by that, recovering electrical engineer? Well, he did everything that he was told to do as a young man. He went to school. He got good grades. He went to college, got more good grades. He got into the workforce and traded time for money. And if you missed the first part of the show, he got into detail about what it was like trading time for money. And he realized that what he was doing was ineffective and it needed to change, because he was concerned that even though he was saving his way to retirement, he may not have built up a big enough savings account, if you will, or a big enough bag of money in order to retire on. Now, Chris, how old were you when you realized that what you were doing for retirement wasn't working?
I think it was around 31, 32 time frame.
Okay, so you'd already spent at least a decade in corporate America and going through all the motions that corporate America goes through up to that point, correct?
Yeah, I came out of college. What was I, like 22? Moved to Wyoming, field engineer. Did that for about 6 years, and then moved back to Houston, be closer to my in-laws when we wanted to start having kids so we could have the support. But yeah, and I worked in a corporate, technical support role for, a couple of years, and then transitioned to sales for 5. So overall, I've been in corporate America for about 10 years at that point.
And at that point, you had an epiphany. Tell us what that epiphany was.
That epiphany was watching a commodity get eroded into oblivion, and, watching people get laid off left and right, and corporate America having to do what corporate America needed to do to survive, right? Which is, cut their workforce. And that's the fastest way to save in a business when your income starts to drop, is just, cut the expenses. And the largest expense is obviously the labor. And realizing that you're just a number at that point, right? The numbers that you're producing, is one thing, but when they have to, really put pencil to paper and figure out, whose tenure is higher than another person's, and basically trying to lump everybody together, and people, they're cutting out middle management layers and pushing everybody down, and then you're getting your buddies are getting squeezed out. It was a tough pill to swallow for sure.
So why real estate? I mean, what turned you on to real estate?
Turning into real estate is like, kind of what Del says all the time, right? It's just sticks and drywall, and it's not really going anywhere, right? In 20, 30 years, you look at the real estate around you, it's not going to go anywhere. Unless it's really poorly managed, or there's somebody that's going to come in and do a full, re-renovation or knock down and rebuild, they're still going to replace it with something. Right? Real estate isn't going to go anywhere. It's still there. In 100 years from now, it's still going to be there. We're still going to need it. Right? So that, in my mind, is a very powerful concept.
So you really like the stability of the real estate industry. You like the fact that the assets are, they don't have feet, they can't walk away. And at the end of the day, they're pretty resilient. I mean, you mentioned, you know, a property that could be 20 or 30 years of age. When you compare that to a human 20 to 30 years of age could have some health problems, whereas, you know, the house could have some health problems too, but that house probably has a longer life expectancy than the human being.
Absolutely. I mean, I've owned properties that are, you know, 60 going on 70 years old, right? I mean, we go in, we fix them up. Guess what? They're still there at the end of the day, right? So, and they can still provide value to somebody that needs a place to live.
So you like multifamily. I mean, when you became a member, you went right to the multifamily space. You skipped single family. Can you explain why you did that?
So for us, it was a matter of we had quite a bit of liquidity. My wife and I, when we lived in Wyoming, and for anyone that's been in Wyoming, there's not a lot to do. So we both had, we were dinks, right? Dual income, no kids. And we saved up a lot of money. Well, when we came back to Houston, we had a pretty sizable nest egg. And when we joined Lifestyles, it was like, okay, we still had our jobs. We still had to bridge that gap. We wanted to keep our day-to-day lifestyle, but we couldn't just say, okay, I'm quitting and I have no money right now, right? No income, right? I had to bridge that gap. So the easiest way for us to do that was to buy a larger scale apartment community, right? I could likely go buy a bunch of single family homes, but then I'm having to do, you know, manage that myself. Well, me and another member, who's also a large apartment owner and operator, we joined forces right out of the gate. We had very similar mindsets. We had very similar goals. And we joined forces and capital and bought a 54-unit apartment complex at the time, a very undesirable part of town, but we saw a lot of potential. And we bought large enough to where we could have a manager and maintenance in place so that we could continue our day-to-day jobs. We both had corporate level jobs that we needed to carry on until we could grow enough to where we could launch from that into our own real estate, full-time real estate investment.
What was the potential you saw in that asset?
The fact the rents were, when we did a market analysis, were very, very low. That's nearly every deal I've bought, I've done an analysis on the market and realized that they are the lowest in the market. LU teaches you that, right? You look for the value add, and sometimes it's not, you know, putting a bunch of lipstick on something. It's operationally, how is that asset compared to everything else in the market, right? If you're noticing that rents are off by $200 or $300 a month, like in a deal that I bought recently in Laredo, you take advantage of it. It's a 2015 product, right? But they had a different operational skill set than what we teach at Lifestyles, and we took full advantage of that.
So, Chris, I want to talk a little bit about your journey as a real estate investor. Previous in the show, you mentioned that you partnered into an IRO deal of 54 units. What is an IRO, and why did you decide to go down that path?
So we went into IRO deals. We wanted, before we started, you know, bringing larger partnerships together, we wanted to understand how to own and operate these deals without taking other people, not, you know, investing other people's money for them. So we invested our own money, right? We pooled together, a certain amount of money, and we operated this deal for about 2.5 years, and, you know, did very well. But that was the main thing we wanted to do, is we wanted to be able to say, hey, look, we know how to do this before actually doing it with other people's investment money.
And you were still working. I mean, it wasn't a situation where you could just say, hey, you know, corporate America, I'm doing this real estate thing, I'm done, I'm walking away from the income. You still needed that income from the job while you were starting this process.
Yeah, exactly. We hired an asset, or we bought an asset that was already operating under you know, very good ownership. He was an LU member. We bought it right off another LU member. But we saw some potential, right? The guy had owned it for a long time. You know, when you own assets for a long time, you know, your business plan could have executed. You may not necessarily, you have to recapitalize things, right? As they get older. So we basically continued on with that process.
So you're describing an exit strategy where a Lifestyles Unlimited member owned a piece of real estate. They owned and operated it for a long period of time. They basically got all the utility out of the property, but it got to a point where the property's wearing down a little bit. And in order to bring that property back to its glory days, they would have to recapitalize. In other words, pour more money back into the asset. And maybe that's not what the owners of the property want to do. So what they do is they put the property on the market, maybe for another Lifestyles Unlimited member like you. They leave some meat on the bone so that you can come in and take advantage of the inefficiencies that were created based on the fact that that property is getting older?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a point in real estate's life cycle where, you know, you can refinance out the value you've created, reinvest it, or turn around and sell the asset and let the next owner recapitalize on what you would, the potential of what's there, right?
So when you finished improving, I mean, you bought the 54 unit, you improved it, and you owned it for a couple of years. What did you do with it after you had it all fixed up and were operating it for a while?
So then as we wanted to grow, we basically did the same thing, right? We didn't take any cash flow from the deal to our pockets, right? We continually reinvested into the asset as rent increased. And rent increased in that deal. I think we bought it at like a 10 cap, and then by the time we sold it, it was, you know, flushing out 20% annualized on a cash flow basis, right?
Wow.
An asset that people really just didn't want to buy, but we saw the potential, right? And we bought it at a true 10 cap, which you don't hear of at all these days, right?
Right.
So we turned around, reinvested every penny we had for 2.5 years and pulled out, you know, we invested 600, pulled out 1.2 million in 2.5 years.
So let me make sure I got that correct, because you said you invested $600,000, but you pulled $1.2 million out. So if my math is working correctly, you doubled your money in a period of 2 years.
Correct.
What other asset class is out there where you can do that same thing and get that same result?
None that I know of.
Yeah, I'm scratching my head too. I was hoping you would come up with something that, you know, maybe we come up with some new success story. But I mean, it really just boils down to real estate is the way to go, right?
Yep, the right opportunity.
So speaking of opportunities, what has real estate done for you and your family and your life? I mean, you retired yourself after 4 years. What's the lifestyle like for you?
So day to day, you know, I'm not fully retired. I'm retired from corporate America. I have my own company now. So I've gone from the W-2 corporate ladder to self-employed, and I'm slowly working my way to the interdependent where my money is working for me. But right now I'm retired from corporate America. I'm my own boss. I have, you know, 15 to 20 employees now. But I have people doing the job of, you know, leasing my properties out for me, running my day-to-day operations so that I can have a lot more flexibility and growing my net worth in the long term.
Yeah, what you just described to me is that you're a full-fledged entrepreneur. You have come full circle with the Lifestyles Unlimited strategy. And at the end of the day, you are living a lifestyle that I could be envious of, many other people could be envious of. And at the end of the day, you're living that lifestyle and you have Lifestyles Unlimited to thank for it. Hey, I want to thank you, Chris, for being on the show. I know people learned a lot from you. And if you want to get started, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going. We'll be right back.
listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.